Now, this morning, we've been hearing from the Manx Taxpayers Alliance, which is calling on government to return a surplus received through income tax. Over the last financial year, £21.3 million, more than government expected, was raised through the tax. The lobby group's petition calls on Treasury to issue island-wide refunds, saying it equates to around £473 per taxpayer. Well, the Treasury Minister, Alex Allinson, joins us this morning. Minister, does that figure stack up, and will you be giving taxpayers a refund?
Well, thanks very much for the invitation. What we're doing in terms of Treasury is publishing quarterly accounts, and the ones you're referring to are the end-of-year management accounts for last year, which show that because of economic growth, because of the changes we've made in terms of looking at government expenditure, we did come in terms of tax, as you say, at £21.3 million more than had been expected at the beginning of the year. However, if you go back to the 24-25 budget, we're already looking at a £98 million structural deficit. We already know that healthcare overspent by £15.3 million. So this extra revenue, whilst very welcome, will actually be used to put money back into reserves to pay the bills, to bring us back into a much more even budgetary situation going forward into the following years.
So in terms of that money going back into the reserves then, how will that be used in the future?
So what we've got is a medium-term financial plan. We know that for the last decade, we have been spending more money on services than we've been bringing in through revenue. But with the medium-term financial plan, the idea is to balance that out, to not draw down on reserves as much, to actually start building them up. And we've seen over the last couple of months that coming to fruition. Our reserves are now at £1.92 billion and invested very sensibly to grow that. We've also been working with all the various departments to bring them in budget. And in last year, a tight budget as well. So the only department that unfortunately overspent last year was health, and we've obviously gone for a supplementary bid for that. Going forward for this year, and we're already working on the budget for next year, we're looking at controlling public spending. We're also looking at the government headcount, and we've recently announced the reduction in the government headcount. This is all responsible long-term economic planning rather than short-term fixes and gimmicks.
Now, I know there's always a bit of variation between an estimate and how much it actually comes in on the tax receipts, but just why was it so different to what was estimated?
Yeah, I mean, when we set out in the 24-25 budget, there was a huge amount of uncertainty, and there still is. What we've seen is really economic growth on the Isle of Man. We've seen increases in wages, both in the public and private sector. We've seen increasing employment as well, and that's led to an increase in income tax, particularly in terms of personal tax revenue coming in. Also in the report, we commented that because people have been earning more interest on their savings, then they're paying slightly more tax on that. And we've seen an increase in the deposits under control of Isle of Man banks. So people are saving more, people are putting more money in, and therefore we're getting more money out in interest. But we don't know long-term whether this is sustainable, and that's why it's really important to have that long-term financial stability for the Isle of Man, because this extra money will be going back into the reserves, but also be going back into investing in the infrastructure. And it was interesting to listen to some of your listeners talking about investment in roads, investment in healthcare facilities, investment in our education service. All those are now happening and all those are coming forward. So it's really important we use the money that we take in terms of tax for the best for the best interests of the Isle of Man going forward, not just now, but in the future as well.
Now, this figure coincides with the year that there was that 2% increase in the higher rate of personal income tax. That was that 2% increase to put more money in for healthcare. Is that something that, I know it's come down 1% already, is that something that now needs to be looked at?
We, each budget, we look at the forward projections in terms of what money we need for government spending and reducing that structural deficit, that gap between what government earns and what government spends. Well, in this year's budget, what we did was reduce the top rate of income tax from 22 to 21%. We also increased the tax allowance by £250. We also increased the thresholds in terms of child benefit and national insurance to put real money back in the pockets of working people. We've had significant investment in childcare as well, and recent announcements about those young people and children with special needs having extra resources put towards them. So there is a whole strategy, government strategy, one, to control government spending and headcount, but two, to try to put money back in the pockets of working people on this island. And we'll be looking at that for next year's budget, obviously. But what I would say now is that short-term gimmicks, sort of having special, putting rabbits out of a hat to try to buy votes, is not what I intend to do. We need to have a look at the long-term sustainability of Ireland and invest in the people and infrastructure of our community.
A question we wanted to put to you this morning, Minister, and a couple of listeners have asked this as well. Has this windfall made you reconsider these plans for an NHS levy?
Well, that's a very good question. We've got, at the moment, a whole team looking at the responses for that. I'll be making an announcement in October, Tim Wald, about the NHS levy. It was a way of trying to bring the tax rate down to 20% at the same time as putting that extra money into healthcare that we know is needed. We've seen increases in the cost of healthcare. We've also know, both here and across, there have been people asking for more staff, but also for increased wages of some of those key staff, such as doctors and nurses. That money has to come from somewhere. And at the same time as we're trying to put money back into reserves and balance our overall economy, we will be looking at the responses to the consultation, and I will be coming out with a long-term plan for how we can balance the books and make sure that government is actually living within its means.
Can you understand, though, why some residents might be concerned about this, the fact that you've had this windfall, extra tax, but hang on, you're still talking about an NHS levy? You know, people are concerned and don't necessarily agree with that if there is extra money coming in.
There is, but we also know that there are significant extra costs on the horizon. We know that the capital programme, for instance, is behind in terms of spending. We know that we are going to be announcing some significant building projects coming forward, new schools for the south, new medical facilities for the centre of Douglas, more housing as well. All this takes investment. And so what we need to do is balance that in terms of the economic growth of the Isle of Man. We're seeing some very good projections for economic growth over the next couple of years of 2.5%, forecast by Moody's. We are in a good position, but we need to stabilise that. And certainly from the Treasury perspective, I want to make sure that we put money in the pockets of working people of this island, but also have the investment we need for the long term, for their future and the future of their children.
Now, we don't want to preempt anything you're going to announce in October, but can you give us a little bit of a flavour about the consultation into the NHS levy in terms of, you know, what sort of response did you get and what generally did people have to say? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, I mean, what we certainly in terms of the initial response, that a lot of people were quite happy to pay more for healthcare, but wanted to be absolutely certain that they were getting good value for money. They wanted to make sure that healthcare was reformed. They wanted to see the difference of that extra investment, which is why the Health Minister has come forward with a series of reforms this year in the mandate to Manx Care to put more money, more resources in terms of community services, GP services, community nurses, to actually make sure that people get the treatment that they need when they need it in the right place. So that's coming forward. So certainly in terms of a healthcare levy, it was a long-term proposal to try to deal with what was seen as an increasing gap between the money coming in and expenditure on our health service. But that has to be twinned with real reform of how we deliver those health services so people can see the benefit from the progress that's being made.
You talked a moment ago about avoiding short-term gimmicks. In terms of the Manx Taxpayers, Manx Taxpayer Alliance's petition, do you think that kind of involvement is beneficial?
I think any discussion about our long-term finances is beneficial. I think any involvement of the Isle of Man people in terms of petitions, in terms of these sort of discussions, is beneficial. But what we have to do, and what Treasury Ministers before me have been saying for quite a long period of time, we have to balance the books. We have to get our own house in order as a government. We have to make sure that the taxes we charge are proportionate and they pay for the long-term investment. We need to make sure that we can build up our reserves and we can actually afford things like the pension and the benefits going out, but also the investment in roads, healthcare and education going forward.
You talked as well about economic growth looking strong. In terms of potentially this time next year, are we going to be talking about another £20+ million surplus?
Well, what we're doing at the moment is looking forward in terms of where the government revenue is coming from, but also being quite realistic about some of the challenges on the horizon. We've seen only recently the effect that various tariffs proposed by the US could have on economic projections. We're looking, hopefully, later on this year at some interest rate cuts, which I think will boost the amount of money in people's pockets, will increase economic growth both across and here, but it's still a very uncertain economic environment right across the world. There are lots of challenges there, but also lots of opportunities that we can seize. So I'm hopeful we can carry on growing our economy and put that money back into investing in the future.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.